Carried by police, second.
Pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path, that I would hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands, one Savior crucified, raised and become again, with life and liberty for all of you. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Laura, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Folks, our prayer list: Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Lenny Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Bubb, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jolene Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, and Jeremy and Randy Matthews. So that's what I've got on the list. All right, has anybody got anything this morning?
I just wanted to thank the Lord for saving me and thanking the Lord for being solid this morning. And just please keep in prayer for the whole of the day. I don't even know what she had. But this morning she said she not tested. Mm-hmm. And I just told me what it is, so flu or what.
Thank you.
get a little bit more drive. Here was the form, and the prayer for his country that was so good for the praise. Help us to bear and bless us soon, the Lord, and have your word, honor your word, and ask in Jesus' name, amen.
To
Lord for saving me. Thank you for his blessing. Is a walk in the power of duty. Is a word to the cloth of the day. I shall see the green grain and his beauty. When I go the last mile of the way. When I go the last mile of the way. I will wear at the cloth of the day. And I know they're yours that weigh me. When I go the last mile.
So blessing, sending up us off.
The Lord grant to us now and refrain, etching, can and honor the word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy that run us are falling, but for the showers we plead. The showers be showers of blessing, all that today they might fall. Now as to God we confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy that run us and fall all in, but for the showers we plead.
Everybody see again.
Be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Mm-hmm. All right, you could turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8. Deuteronomy. And the Lord, He it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. The treasure pray for us.
Lord, we just thank you for that. What a good verse, Lord, to tell us that you never leave us and never forsake us, Lord. Tell us not to fear, Lord God, that you're going to take care of it, Lord. Just pray to honor your word, Lord, and just honor us with your presence. Fill the preacher, touch him, use him, Lord, and help us to receive what you have. And ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. You know, I've been preaching here on the lines of, you know, the gospel. You know, just simply trying to, you know, for churches to just get back to the basics of worship and, you know, just doing God's work. And I guess as we go out into the world to know, trying to show people that God loves them, that, you know, that they need the Lord. Right here is one of the verses and one of the thoughts that we can bring to people's heart, you know, that no matter what, even though circumstances in life might cause people to leave them, or, you know, I guess the world out there is looking for something they can depend on. And us as Christians, we have found that no matter what kind of thing comes up in our lives, you know, whether we lose a spouse, or if we lose our jobs, if we lose money, or, you know, whatever it may be, that there is something we can always depend on, and that is God. And if you read here in Deuteronomy, you know, it puts God in all aspects of our life. If you look, it says here that He, it is that doeth go before thee. He's gone out before, you know, we're looking right now, I'm looking back there at that clock. It is 11:33. God's looking out past 11:33. He might be looking at 11:45. And again, He could be looking at tomorrow. Amen? He is already before us. He's already making preparations for us. Amen?
Amen?
And then it goes on to say that He will be with thee. Not only is He before us, He's here with us now. So if He is before us now, then that means 2 minutes ago He was there with us then. But then He was looking at now, before now by you. Don't they just totally, I mean, how? Thank God for it. And He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. You know, so many people, there's people out there right now in this world, right here within rocks going distance, probably at this church, they're sitting and they're wondering. They're thinking, nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody wants me. But I want to tell you something, church. They are loved. There is somebody wanting them. There is somebody that cares what happens to them. But they haven't been introduced to Him yet. Amen? And it's part of us going out and spreading the gospel. This is what we need to be showing people out there in the world. Not only did Jesus die on the cross for us, did He give His life for us, did He made a way for us to get to heaven, but to show them that once they get saved, not only has God got a promise for them in the future of a better life somewhere in heaven, but glory to God that He cares about what happens to them here. The scripture that we're reading out of, this is Moses talking to Joshua. And Moses is pointing out to Joshua that there's a battle that's going to go on. That there's something going to, in the future that's happening. It's going to happen. And Moses is just trying to prepare Joshua for this task. And it's our job as Christians to open the eyes and the hearts of the people that God puts before us to witness to say, hey, you don't have to be alone. You're not alone. Yeah, so what? Somebody in your life has forsaken you. Or some, you know, whatever the case may be. But there is someone who loves you. There is someone that cares about you. There is someone who is working in the future, the present for you, and has worked for you in the past. That you're where you're at because He is trying to draw you near. If God worked in our future, if He's working in our present, then He had to have worked in our past. Amen?
Amen.
And we need to bring out to folks that they're not alone. There's so many people. How many of you have seen the commercials? And I mean, they're loading them up on TV. Well, if you call this hotline, there's someone there to talk to you. There's someone there to help you. It's psychiatrists. You know, they're using television commercials and, you know, the little bottles of, I think it's hers or whatever the commercial may be. You know, they're trying to get you to call and contact them to talk to them. They're concerned. As long as your debit card or your Visa or MasterCard is still pumping money on that phone line. When your credit card makes the maximum and they can't get no more money, they're no longer concerned. I'm going to tell you something. God is concerned with you. He loves you and He wants to talk to you. He don't care about your money. Folks, we need to be showing the lost people that they can get down and talk to God. And you don't have to put your credit card number in before. Amen? That God is there and He loves them. And show them that you love them and care. I will disappoint you. I will let you down. Sometimes I say I'll be there when I can't. But I'm going to tell you something. God will be there for you. There is no such thing as I can't when it comes to God. God is not in God's vocabulary to tell us, I can't do it right now, you'll just have to wait. You remember the old, I think it was maybe Wendy's or Burger King. Step aside, please. Step aside. We just keep getting orders, but they're, you know, they can take in orders faster than they can cook. Y'all remember that? God don't tell you, church, to step aside and wait your turn. When you have a need, when you have something that you need to talk to Him about, glory to God, it ain't none of this you calling Him up and getting a busy signal. He is there. And what makes it so sad is there's so many people out there in the world today that need Him. But they don't know how to contact Him. I like to go back to this story because, you know, I got a lot of stories in the Bible that I really like. And one of them is Philip and that eunuch. That eunuch went all the way to Jerusalem to worship. He comes back with a handful of scrolls. And he's sitting there in his chair and he's trying to understand what he reads. But God has the answer. He sends Philip. Philip, go join thyself to that chariot. And Philip ran and joined himself to that. And he heard the eunuch read. And he asked the eunuch, do you understand what it is that thou readest? And the eunuch's like, well, I don't know. I don't know. Is the author, is he talking about himself or some other man? And then Philip began to preach Jesus. That man needed someone to help him. And sometimes, folks, we don't realize it, but there's people around us that needs us to help them. Now, God can work in all different ways. God can give them the answer. But, you know, maybe God wants you to be the one to give them the answer. Maybe God wants to bless you and use you to help someone. After all, what did Jesus tell us to do? Go ye out and preach the gospel, to spread the gospel, the good news, to tell people about Jesus, about me, about what I've done. Did he not ask us to do that? Right here is one of the things that we need to be telling people. Now, the most important thing is about the road to salvation. But you know, to use this is, I mean, because a lot of people, I'm going to use the mountain and the valley for a lost person. Okay? You got a lost person who is, he's up here in the top in life. He's up there on top of the mountain. He's making plenty of money. She's got a big old house, paid for, so to speak, or whatever. Cars, bank accounts. Yeah. You got all these things, and you're up there at the top. But what happens when you trip over a stump and the next thing you know, the job is gone? You lost the house, even though it's paid for, you couldn't pay the taxes on it, and you end up losing it. You're out in the street, homeless. Down in that valley. When that person's in that valley, they're going to listen to you a whole lot easier than when they're at the top. Mm-hmm. Because the devil's got all these big pretty things up here shining for them to look at, to keep their mind off of God. But when they get down at the bottom, they need someone that's going to reach down and lift them up and say, sister, brother, God loves you. Mm-hmm. Let me show you something. Here in the Word of God, God says, I will go before thee.
Yeah.
God says, I will be with thee now. God says, not to fear. Mm-hmm. You won't fall. I will lead your way. Sometimes they listen better when they're at the bottom than at the top. I know how joy is. Things are going good. I don't listen to it. You know, and Christy will tell you. She's here, she'll tell you. He listens a whole lot better when things ain't going well than they are when they're going good. When he has all the answers, he's not going to listen to me. So when he don't have the answers, then he comes looking for me. Well, glory to God. Church, I don't always have the answers when it comes to spiritual needs. I have to go to the Lord.
Yeah.
He's there. Mm-hmm. He's right here with us right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's out. Glory to God. I'm happy. Then I'm saved, and I'm glad to be able to read this word this morning and find it. You know, I don't have to fear what's going to be in the future. Mm-hmm. Because I know God's in the future working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have to be dismayed when things fly to pieces. I don't have to sit down and fret. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Just simply put my faith and trust in God and like, Lord, like I told you before, church, when it's out of my hands, ain't nothing to do but just let God's. Mm-hmm. When I don't know which direction to go, I just say, Lord, help me. Like yesterday morning, Lord, give me understanding. Help me. The world out there, church, needs to know that there is someone who cares. That there's someone that's never going to leave them, never forsake them. I want to read you one verse out of Proverbs. I think it's going to be 18 and 24, I believe. Yeah. Turn your Bibles over and read with me. Proverbs 18 and 24. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Mm-hmm. Who is that friend that sticks closer than a brother?
Jesus.
Jesus. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. That is some good preaching right there. You want friends? Be friendly. You want to be loved? Love. If you want to have blessings, be a blessing. Amen? When you see your brother Dan, don't kick him. When you see a lost sinner out there in the world that has been dismayed, that is frightened, that don't know which way to go, hug his neck, tell him that God loves him, that you love him, and the Lord will be with him. All he's got to do is receive it. Mm-hmm. You believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Trust in him. And God will never forsake thee or leave thee. Once you make that connection with him, Lord God, church, you've got someone that's always in, no matter where you live, no matter what situation you're in, he's there with you. He's helping you. In the moment in time that you're in, he's looking to the future. He's helping you there too. He's preparing the way.
Amen.
There would be a whole lot less people taking pills to keep their nerves calm, drinking, drugs. Now, all those things have one purpose, to calm you down, to get you in a place where you're not afraid. But having the Lord in your life can replace all those things. The drug money will run out. The liquor money will run out. But God never runs out. He's always there. He's always with us. He's always there for us. When we don't think we got a friend in the world, we got one. When all else, when everybody else has left you and give up on you and cast you to the side, there's one word of God that will grab a hold of you, hug on you, and tell you that He loves you and He will be with you. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So sad we got a whole world out there just missing that.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful thing. They're missing out on Jesus. The devil's got them convinced that there's other ways. Other ways. There ain't but one way. And that's Jesus.
Amen.
If you don't have Jesus in your life, you have no life. You're dead. Amen.
Amen.
That's all I got for this morning. Anybody got anything on your heart? Okay, Brother CJ, you pray. Amen. All right, we'll see you till Saturday morning at 5 o'clock.
Yep. 5 o'clock.
Pray and ask the Lord. Put somebody in your life that you can invite to church. Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. coffee good. Your coffee good.
Well, you said Miss Christie, I think you know her, okay?
Okay.
I know my dad had one. I know it went back to the way you do.
I don't have to worry too much about it anymore.
Yeah.
So, there's somehow been noise.
I know. It does. It need to make a lot of way.
Yeah.
Bless you.
It wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Until you've got
there's my hat.
Hat?
Yeah, I lost my hat. I was looking for my head got cold Friday. I'm like, where's my hat?
Well, that friend saying keep it warm.
That was your daddy's hat.
Oh, that one got from my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He must be. I got to looking for my hat, and I'm like, where's my hat? My head's cold.
I got a couple of one of my cat. It's a red,
though. Yeah. Yeah, I used to wear blue ones. Like, you know, a long time ago, I had blue ones. You know, because they're real popular.
What do we do? We'll get the grinder and grind them off.
Yeah, I forgot the grinder again. I thought I had it in the truck, but it was in the trailer.
I know. I need to put a wheel on mine. The grinding wheel.
I got a truck.
I get pretty thin.
Yeah, them cutoff wheels only last a few minutes.
I need to, yeah, if you want to cut, yeah.
I never even thought about it.
Yeah, I thought about them. I'm like, and I looked, and the grinder wasn't in the truck. It's in the trailer.
That's some of that stuff you're talking about. That,
yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Go down to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we need. Yeah. I mean, it ain't gonna be. I mean, yeah, that's all we need in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what we're gonna do is put the light switch over here. And we don't wanna go down to the wall. There's something on the outside wall. There's some old wire over there. It's electrical plastic over to hide the wire.
Who could do what painting in there?
It's gonna be
the same color. Oh, we ain't gonna paint the same color.
Now the base molding will be that color there.
Okay, I'm talking about the wall room.
The wall's gonna be a light green.
Oh, we'll put a light green, okay.
I ain't picked out the green yet.
Okay, that's just a strip we put that, I guess that's a 4 foot or whatever.
They
didn't
have
these
plywood for that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
we would have
plywood.
You see that right here? And I was looking back through there.
Yeah. Yeah. See, now we're probably going to take my saw and clean that up. Yeah. See how it's sticking in?
And that's good. It's
good.
Yeah.
It's got that.
That's sticking out of there.
Right here, too. Yeah. Well, you can put two before. Well, yeah, it was good.
And it did put by one on the other side.
I mean, you know, to nail it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's gonna be a 2x4 there anyway for the frame.
Yeah.
So it'll close it up.
Yeah. It might not be a very square, you know. But
well, we'll have to do, like I said, something if we, you know, we can fill it in with some kind of like wood putty.
Oh, go across that open hinge.
Yeah, this is gonna be closed off.
Oh.
Yeah, there's gonna be a toilet right here.
Just a door around.
Yeah, there's gonna be a toilet here and one here.
Okay.
We'll just go there and fill it in with dirt and we won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. That'd take a lot of dirt, man.